you're involved in a business where really the cybersecurity is essential to you, well, then you're probably pricking your ears up, because the bottom line is there are more and more attacks happening. And indeed, we've heard of companies being held absolutely to ransom, the latest ones in America. The NHS in England, of course, were very badly affected because of a cybersecurity problem. It's more and more of an issue. I want to speak to Mark Skilton, who is an expert in this field. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
With the Warwick Business School. It is a very serious issue, the hackers who are holding the place to ransom.
Yeah, this is the second big one that's come along. The one that your viewers may hear was just 6 weeks ago, was the WannaCry ransomware. This one's nastier because this one, in brief, is not just encrypting your files. This encrypts the whole hard disk, so you could lose everything. So this is a serious threat, and a lot of questions need to be asked, really.
Are they targeting big companies, or are they also targeting individuals?
I think it looks like big companies. I've just written down a list here for you. And I mean, it just seems to be global. We've got the Russian banks. We've got Maersk, which is a Danish shipping company. Merrick, which is a drug company in the USA. WPP, which is an advertising agency in the UK. We even go down to Tasmania, no less, in Australia, with the Cadbury's factory down there. We've got hospitals in Pennsylvania in America. The point is, it's everywhere. And there's some indicators to why this is happening everywhere, but which I can discuss very briefly if you wish. But it's happening everywhere, and it's big companies that seem to be getting it this time.
Absolutely. Who's doing it, and why are they doing it?
Well, this is the question. It's the problem with this is there is an underground cyber criminal organization which they believe is the cause of all of this. But the problem with the nature of this is it hides their tracks. It's very difficult to trace it back. They're suggesting it may be a Russian operation, but there's no evidence of saying that at the moment. The reason they're doing this in a nutshell is I've read two things currently with the latest is they haven't made much money. I think there's only been about 30 or 40 payments of ransom, which is about $10,000 in total. They think it may be a political statement in Ukraine or something like that. So it's complex, Frank.
Yeah, there's a suggestion that a South Korean company paid $1 million to get their data back, and that's encouraged these cyber criminals.
Yeah, this is the whole question, really. It's not just about cyber, you know, security or whatever. It's what do you do? The trouble is, we live, you know, even this connection, when I'm speaking to you right now, and some of you people will be listening on the internet or whatever, we just live by the internet, don't we? And so if we lose it, we lose a lot. And I think the corollary of this, the conclusion of this, I think, which you're starting to see now, is that this is caused by the NSA, government agencies, not looking after these very powerful cyber weapons. They're like, I don't want to be dramatic, but they're like nuclear weapons or highly, you know, biological weapons. They're not the same level of contagion, if you will, but the level of threat and power that these can have needs to have really strong governance. And clearly this has got out. Pandora's box has escaped, you know.
The people who are doing it must be incredibly skilled. Can they not be traced back to somewhere they previously worked? Is there no particular person or group of people who would be suspected of it?
Yes, they will. I mean, I'm not privy to that information, and obviously it's not wise to talk about it in open forum like this, but the indications are they will have ideas as to who may be doing this. But the problem is, for example, the blue cyber tool that they used, Eternal Blue, that you'll hear, it was Eternal Blue, which is one of the exploits that was used. That was actually posted up on the dark web as a free download. So saying that they're smart is probably slightly overplaying it a bit, you know. It is clever in the way they've executed it. There is some sophistication, but they're publishing this up. You and I, if we so choose, would download a facility. We could get it ourselves, for God's sake. And, you know, the question is, we need to put a stop to this. We need to stop it at the source, because once, as I said, Pandora's box is open, you know, all manner can happen. So it's really getting back to, we've got to keep these things tight, controlled and managed.
Is it possible to do a U-turn, to go back, to run your company without the need of the World Wide Web? Or is that simply beyond belief, that question?
I'm just laughing slightly because I've just written my third book, and it's not a plug for that. But I've written, my whole career has been online, and then to offer some advice about how to get away from the digital era is quite interesting. I think it's very difficult, clearly, because of the cost savings and the ability to connect with the market. They're all online today. I think it's not so much that. I think it's about having proper backup procedures, which even the individuals or small companies can follow, where they have backups, where they take copies of things, they keep it off the internet, unconnected, and they just regularly do this. It's as simple as that. And I think it's the issue about going after the bad guys is really a big one now, which I've spoken at length in other, you know, even on CNN and others, talking about how we need to get governments getting much more proactive, because, you know, you and I, we just don't have the skills to do this. What we can do is back up our data properly.
So is it as simple as that? Is it as simple as having a hard drive in a unit in a warehouse somewhere that you store all your documents on, as opposed to keeping it on a cloud?
It could be as simple as that. I'm not making it sound like it's just that easy. The logic is that you need to have backups, copies, multiple copies of things. You and I probably don't bother. I store a lot of my content, all my content, on some well-known cloud providers because it's so quick and easy, isn't it? But also, yes, it is about taking a backup if you're a small company. And I've found often, ironically, that small companies are actually better at doing this than some large companies because of the bureaucracy involved. You need to do this. The question is it a clean copy? Have you run a virus check against it? Encrypt it yourself, so even if the people do go in and try to steal the data, you can at least do some preventative action. But keeping it separate, and there's a great phrase from one cybersecurity expert I spoke to recently at Warwick, was that he said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you've got all your data on one laptop, if they get that laptop, you've gone down, you know? So then maybe you need to move it around a bit. And that again, is just common sense at the end of the day.
And finally, everyone at home should have their own firewall of some sort, shouldn't they?
Yes, you wouldn't buy a car without brakes, you wouldn't ride a motorbike with a helmet, you wouldn't use a laptop or a computer without some sort of virus installation. So please don't do that. It's not a wise thing to do. So good idea, yes.
It's a worrying time for those in charge of cybersecurity. Mark, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's Mark Skilton, who's obviously an expert in the field from the Warwick Business School.